Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we've got some pretty worrying stuff about Vince McMahon making WWE changes again.
WWE are reacting to a very acclaimed NXT Battleground show.
Which WWE star received a backstage ovation this weekend, question mark?
And a major title change on Monday Night Raw. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Let's kick things off with a Fightful Select report on Vince McMahon, WWE changes, the reactions, all of this stuff. Why am I waving my finger like a wizard? I don't know. More of a warlock, personally, than a wizard. Ooh. But hey, Vince might not be backstage in the company a lot these days anymore, but he is making changes remotely.
Yep.
This is the Fightful report here, talking about Vince still, just kind of an update on the situation. He still tweaks things remotely. Paul Triple H Levesque remains WWE's chief content officer and therefore head of creative. The quotations are actually puppet strings, by the way. But Vince is still altering things from afar whenever he sees fit. Now, he's not been backstage in WWE since just after WrestleMania 39, when, if you recall, he completely tore an episode of Raw to pieces after going on TV and saying, oh, I won't be in the weeds.
But look at his funny mustache.
Yeah, that being said, when Vince is there in person, the changes have been described as, this is a quote, a lot heavier and had less reason to them. Because he's an idiot. That would be why.
Is that part of the quote?
I know, that's a bit of Murray for you there. Members of WWE roster have heard, however, that the executive chairman is making heavy alterations. Talents have indicated that they have a bit more promos flexibility.
Yeah.
At the moment than when Vince was around. Full-time, and WWE's recent European tour has been described as a bit of a morale booster, some talent saying it's the best tour they've ever been on, which is nice to hear. Things have improved significantly since Vince stopped being backstage day-to-day, but some talents remain on guard. Some people are taking like a wait-and-see approach following Mania weekend and all of that stuff. And nonetheless, McMahon has opted to work remotely because when he was there last time, according to this report, he saw how chaotic it got. That's probably a pretty good
sign.
Who's
causing all this chaos?
Yeah, what's going on? Better work from home, pal. It's familiar territory, this, but it just reaffirms that even though Triple H, you know, probably scripts the bulk of the show and all of this stuff.
Yeah.
Daddy-in-law, whenever he wants, can just come along and go, nope.
Yeah. Can you hold this for a second?
Oh, don't do it.
I'm not going to do the gimmick today. This is just... Right, that's to stop me from swearing and ruining poor, lovely Ryan Nicholson's day.
Well, you'll have to edit a swear in the ad finally, so...
Yes.
Ryan's a nice man, he doesn't deserve it.
Look, we said at the time, when people were like, you know, like the SmackDown after WrestleMania, people were like, oh my God, Vince isn't backstage. It's not going to be a thing. We were like, yeah, it is going to be a thing. He's just going to do it remotely.
He's going to Zoom it, brother.
And as the perfect personification... to counteract all this, is what was one of the biggest things over Night of Champions? The long-term storyline of the dissolution of the bloodline, right? If Jimmy Uso, 2 weeks into the bloodline, just went, I'm just going to super kick Roman Reigns, it wouldn't have got the same reaction.
No, not even.
Just let Triple H run it. And also, if you're part of WWE's creative team, I will remind you that sometimes in the arenas, the Wi-Fi... can be a bit patchy, so you can just... sorry, Vince. Sorry, brother, you're breaking up.
No signal, mate. Don't call him.
But yeah, no surprises here. Look, I think you always can sort of get a sense. I'm not going to be the the shill of like, when WWE's good, it's Triple H, and when it's bad, it's Vince McMahon. But sometimes you really can get a sense of like, this is out of nowhere. This feels very Vincey.
You know his fingerprints when they're on stuff because he wrote the show for 40 years.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's very easy to identify when he's done something.
It's like Raw does become sort of Jekyll and Hyde sometimes. Yeah. They're like, right, we're just going to put you immediately over the Street Profits. Now we're going to slow play a story about how all the tag teams are potentially contenders for Kevin Owens. And then we're just going to beat Imperium. Yeah. And then actually, no, it's so
bad. It's all over. It's all over.
But I tell you what is good within WWE. I've been saying this for ages. NXT.
Oh, I thought you were going to scream there.
That's oh no! Okay. It's the best show of the week. Some people are saying.
Hey, listen. Last week it might have been the best show of the week.
It was like
for the first time ever.
This you may have missed this to be perfectly honest because it was a very busy weekend of wrestling. You obviously had Night of Champions. You had Double or Nothing, and then slightly flying under a little bit under the radar, understandably considering where it is now, was NXT Battleground. But it was. Really well received, wasn't it?
There's actually a video going out on this channel about it, 5 p.m. today, UK time, midday Eastern. Look out for it.
Hey, look at that. Really well received. Arguably the best show of the weekend, which sounds like me doing my gimmick, but even you said this.
Yeah, it was. It was, for me, the best show of the three big ones.
Mike Johnson of PW Insider reports that NXT personnel were thrilled with Battleground. Some regard it as the developmental brand's best milestone event in a while. Obviously, they've been doing sort of weird pay-per-views on Tuesday sort of things.
Television pay-per-view.
Yes.
Premium TV events.
Miles ahead of Stand and Deliver, which went down, of course, across WrestleMania weekend. Some great matches. We'll talk about one of the real success stories in a second. Spoilers, by the way, if you haven't watched it.
It was right? 2 days ago.
Yeah. Timestamps are in the bottom, but yeah, even... Come on, I've been in a field and I know what happened. Carmelo Hayes retained his world title. We'll talk a little bit about the women's world title in a second. And Ilya Dragunov and Dijak kicked the crap out of each other in the last man standing match that arguably was the best received. But yeah, really happy for them.
Yeah. It was like a really good, light, breezy, easy to watch show. It was like, there was no matches longer than 16 minutes.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, these things broadcast on Peacock, which means there's a million adverts between matches.
Yeah,
right?
The show's still 3.5 hours long.
Yeah, so if you're watching, I think it actually came in at 2.5.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
But like when you're watching it live, you still have to get through those. But like me, I was watching it the day after. I was like, oh, skip this crap. Like I don't need a Rhea Ripley vignette in the middle of this.
I've seen all the bad t-shirts that you sell.
Yeah, gone. I think I got.
By the way, that applies to both WWE and AEW.
Yeah, a lot of wrestling merch these days is not the best from the major companies at least. Mm. Yeah, it's a good-ass show, and I'm glad that they received it well. It was definitely a lot better than Stand and Deliver. I thought every match on the card, honestly, was at least good.
Yeah.
It peaked really high with the Dijak, Ilya Dragunov match. But I'll be speaking about that a bit more later on.
Ooh.
On that video. I don't want to give too much away about that one. But we'll move over. Sticking with NXT, however, which WWE star got a great backstage ovation? Backstage.
Was it Stacks?
No, it was Tiffany Stratton.
Oh, that's okay.
This is another one from Fightful Select as part of one of their, like, what do they call it? Selects? Something like that. They do these reports where it's like just little nibbles.
That just makes me want a chicken select, brother.
Yeah, man, there's like 10 of these French fries in a row.
yeah, I know what you mean.
It's good stuff.
Great reporting over at Fightful, we always say this.
Tiffany got a big ovation backstage after her Women's World title win against Lyra Valkyria, which was the end of the tournament.
Tournament, yeah.
Vacant title, injuries, Indy Hartwell, all the whole deal. And I think it's deserved because it was a really great match. It was easily the best Tiffany Stratton match I've seen so far. Came with the easy to tell but always works pro wrestling storyline of the babyface entering injured and having to struggle through that and the heel, you know,
she got
taking
on
advantage.
NXT, didn't she?
Yeah, yeah, she was selling the knee, which we spoke about on the podcast last week. Yeah. There's a plug. It was really good stuff. She's obviously a ground up prospect. She hadn't wrestled at all before WWE. Her background is gymnastics and bodybuilding, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she came into WWE in August 2021. She was on TV 3 months later. It's mental. Really fast track progress for her, and she deserves the ovation.
Yeah, she has taken this like a duck to water, some might
like
say.
An eel to a pipe.
Look, we've been talking a lot about Tiffany Stratton, whose character has been brilliant straight out of the gate. But like you say, you sort of go, oh, okay, it's a funny character, and that's kind of what NXT 2.0 was a little bit about.
What?
And then we were like, wait a second. Yeah, now it's very serious. now we were sort of like, wait a second, she can goo. Pretty, like, it's no mean feat to say to someone, right, we're going to give you the best moonsault ever as you finish. Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah.
They're now the prettiest moonsault ever, I do believe, is what she calls it. But yeah, more than deserved for her. Really happy. And yeah, NXT getting its due. Yeah, if you haven't watched it, go and check it out and check out the video later on. 5 o'clock today, 12 p.m. Eastern.
And if you like that video, let us know with some thumbs up, with some comments, with some shares and stuff. The thing is, right, we don't do week-to-week NXT coverage on the channel. We don't do the ups and downs and the reports and all of that stuff. Because genuinely, any time we've done it, the viewer response just hasn't been there. The numbers just haven't been there. So tell us with this one by the numbers, and we'll see what we can do. No promises, but
exactly.
Have a little think about it.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
But speaking of title changes, sort of, yeah, Tiffany Stratton won the title of the weekend, that counts. There was a big title change on Monday Night Raw last night. Obviously, the women's tag titles were up for grabs after that cursed match that injured not only one of the tag team champions, Liv Morgan, but also Dakota Kai. And as always, from all of us here at What Culture, get well soon to both of them. It was a four-way, and the new champions are Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler for Ronda's first tag team title reign and Shayna's third, I believe.
I think so.
Two with Nia, I think it was. Yeah, I don't think even
forget about all these random tag teams.
It was the Pando times. It was a weird time, certainly. There was also in that match Damage Catarol, represented by Bayley and Io Sky, Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville, and Raquel Rodriguez, the former champion, and new partner Shotzi. Unfortunately, it was Shotzi who lost the match. She jumped off the top rope straight into a Ronda Rousey armbar, which is one of the worst things in the world that can probably happen to you. Congratulations to them. I think it was fairly obvious that was what was going to happen. Yeah. But, you know, Ronda Rousey has needed a bit of a change for her character. Hopefully this is it, because I'd like to see her go around just destroying the tag team division for a bit.
Kicking ass. It was inevitable, this title change, so you might as well do it last night, right?
Yeah.
Bit of a cursed situation, of course, with Liv and Dakota both going down and various switch-ups, and obviously best wishes to them in their recoveries. I'm glad the belts are on them. Two killers, not always been presented in an ideal way over the past...
Shayna Baszler faced Becky Lynch at WrestleMania. I'm not sure if I mentioned this.
Yeah, maybe once or twice in the past minute. but theoretically, I think this is a good move. And obviously, it's not just a thrown together tag team either. It's two people who've been friends for like a decade or something crazy, maybe even longer. I'm
surprised it hasn't happened sooner, if anything.
Me too, actually.
I thought for a while that it was going to be like the heavy for Ronda when she was champion, but yeah, I like this as a change.
It's good.
And I'd have them hold until WrestleMania now. I genuinely can't picture a team.
Yeah, do something with these belts.
Right now that could take it off them. But yeah. And they've got, you know, the likes of Caden Carter, Katana Chance. I was going to say Dan in NXT. They got called up as well, didn't they?
So did the Wizards.
Because they were like, because they were like, we'll take the tag titles off you, keep them for NXT. And then the next day they got called up as well. I was like, what's the point of this match then?
Yeah, what's going on?
But yes, congratulations to Ronda and Shayna. Let us know your thoughts on that in the comments below. We'll move on now, though, to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. Of course, we want to get in touch with us. Brian George starts it off. Right, morning, guys. Morning, Brian.
Hello.
Since Gunther has brought prestige back to the Intercontinental title, could we see the Money in the Bank winner challenge him? He's made this title a big deal. It seems like it would be justified. Obviously, you've had the Money in the Bank briefcase used for the US title with Austin Theory, and Gunther alluded to this last night in a promo with Matt Riddle.
Yeah, you could do. They've certainly done a good job of elevating the IC title. It feels, you know, for years and years and years, we fancifully booked the idea that this could be some kind of prestigious workers' title again in WWE, and it was always a bit silly because they were never going to do that in previous eras, but they have done it now with Gunther, and it's no surprise that this has happened while somebody else has been penning the majority of the material. Certain changes paying off.
So expect him to lose it via roll-up next week on Raw.
Yeah, to I don't know, like Otis or something.
Or what was the name of the kid? Nicholas. Yeah, he's back! Oh my God!
He's 15 now.
he's got an attitude.
He's turned heel. A little child has turned heel. Personally, I would still stick with the top titles. I think like Money in the Bank itself does need to be elevated again a little bit because I'm a bit fed up of the opportunistic... Yeah, even the past few babyface cash-ins have been like, I'm going to pick my shot, but it's going to be after you've wrestled.
Yeah, I felt like, sorry for Big E. That felt like a bit of a, well, we need the ratings bump, so we're just going to tell people in advance.
Yeah, and if you're going to tell people in advance, fine, but maybe like have the challenger champion be fresh, so it's more of a babyface triumph. But yeah, I'd like to see them stick with the world titles at the moment, but I don't think this is like a bad idea.
Yes, exactly. Stretch. I wouldn't be as angry as I was when he cashed in for the US title, despite the fact the US title was being defended in open challenges every week.
Yeah, pretty easy. You just show up and go, hey, buddy.
Cody's not winning Money in the Bank, is he?
Nope. He's fighting Brock at SummerSlam, baby. Or maybe he's fighting Brock at Money in the Bank. I don't know, but that seems to be the plan.
There's a tiny bit of me there. So you're telling me there's a chance that he's done this open challenge. He did it on Raw last night to Brock. Brock's not going to answer. Cody's going to be like, well, best get on with my job. Win Money in the Bank and still call his shot at SummerSlam and then Brock be his first opponent. But I don't think we're really heading in that direction anymore.
I think there's a chance we end up with Brock versus Seth for the WWE title. Interesting.
Bloody hell.
We're bringing it back. The classic feud.
Jason Krull gives us our second question of the day. If talent exchanges were still a thing, wouldn't WWE allowing William Regal to be with the BCC at Wembley and AEW allowing Christian to tag with Edge in Canada one more time be a fair exchange?
Ooh, interesting.
That involves both companies getting along.
I think William Regal maybe... upset a few people. This is just me speculating, but there's been some people in AEW who in interviews and stuff have alluded to some things that may have occurred. So I don't know if this would even be something that they'd want to do, AEW. Like, I love William Regal, but I guess some stuff happened backstage that we're not privy to. A fair trade. I think that would benefit WWE more. I think Christian going to WWE would benefit...
WWE work, can't he, rather than just be there.
Regal would just kind of be an appearance for a pop. So I think you would need to come up. So, like, if you were to weight these, Christian, heavyweight, good stuff. Regal's kind of... I think you'd need to balance it out a bit more.
Yeah, you have to give a legend to AEW and a worker to...
Yeah.
No.
You need to balance them. You need to balance them. Who's in WWE that could wrestle? Like, I think you'd probably have to go, hey, Seth Rollins, go to AEW and wrestle John Moxley for all time's sake. Something like that.
And this is nothing against Jason, but I will just make a sort of overarching statement about all this. Just because people are British, they don't have to be the Wembley show for AEW. Like, British AEW fans will be happy with, like, just Pac and Will Ospreay, let's say.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jamie Hayter, obviously, if she's well enough. Saraya. Like, you don't have to bring loads of British imports into AEW. Like, they want the tickets have been sold because people want to see an AEW show, right?
Sorry, Nigel from EastEnders, you're not getting a gig.
Oh, yeah, Phil Mitchell.
Oh, no, get Phil Mitchell in, brother.
My God, that's Phil Mitchell, Mr. Blobby, obviously.
Forklift comes through the wall. It's Phil Mitchell, he's here.
Frankly, Salinas gives us our final question of the day, writing, guys, I'm a fan of all wrestling. It annoys me when AEW fans bring up the fact that Roman has only 28 title defenses in 3+ years, but don't complain that MJF has 2 title defenses since November. What are y'all's thoughts?
Couldn't give a crap less. I could not care. Like, no disrespect to your good self, sir. I just don't care about stuff like this. I could not give a hoot. Like, legitimately, it's so pointless. Why would you get annoyed about any of this? I don't understand it. Who gives a flying F what silly conversations people are having on Twitter? Why do we let this stuff kind of impact us in any sort of way? Let the silly people have their discussions. Let them bicker about complete nonsense. Hit mute, move on, get on with your day. I could not give a crap. No. I'm sorry, that's a bit of a burial.
No, I completely agree.
I don't give an SHIT. This is nonsense.
I think it's one of those things where there's many things that you can throw. I don't enjoy it, but there's many people you can throw mud between AEW and WWE and pick faults in this, that, and whatever, right? But just because you defend the title a lot doesn't make it a good title reign, and just because you don't defend the title a lot doesn't make it a bad title
reign. Yeah, people are just idiots. Like, people argue, and I'm talking about the people having these, oh, this is bad, this is, like, the 2 defenses and 28 defenses. Those people, not yourself.
No.
People are just numpties. They apply no nuance, they're incapable of doing so. Online discourse on every single topic is complete rubbish. It's not worth participating in. Debates online are completely useless. People stick to one tiny thing, they ignore everything else, they build straw man arguments, they argue points you're not even making, they're hiding behind a little avatar that's like a cartoon of Roman Reigns as a furry or something. It's just like,
Wait a second.
It's a complete waste of your time, my friends. Like, just don't indulge this stuff. Don't even acknowledge it and go, hey, this is silly. I don't do that anymore. I used to do it quite a lot because it wound me up as well, so I understand the headspace. But I just don't have time for this stuff. It's rubbish.
You may have stumbled onto a new WWE t-shirt designed for Roman Reigns as a furry. He's got the goat one, hasn't he, now?
Hey, shout out to all the furries out there, man.
Hey, yeah.
And Roman Reigns, why not? Like, he could be, I don't know. What kind of animal?
Acknowledge.
I suppose a dog, obviously. He's the big dog.
But, I've been in a field for 3 days with no signal, and I've got to say, it's the best wrestling discourse I've had for quite some time.
It's like when people were, like, getting upset about that Britt Baker t-shirt and going, oh, this is domestic violence and stuff, and it's like, oh, my God. Like,
it must be exhausting, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's exhausting just looking at it, which is why I don't bother anymore.
This tribal stuff is the worst thing to happen to wrestling since WCW closed down.
What do we say? What do we say? Guys, you can like more than one wrestling show. You can like 2. You can only like WWE and AEW. That's the only ones you can like. There's no other wrestling out there.
And you know what you should
MLW's
do?
Not doing anything, Impact.
Yeah, like, go to Japan, go to Mexico.
Yes. There's nothing good over in Japan.
Yeah, Progress just had their Super Strong Style weekend. Like, this... I think a better use of people's time, instead of worrying about the conversations that complete numpties are having on Twitter, is just go and watch a match from CMLL or Progress or Defy or something.
Look, don't get carried away and listen and just parrot responses from your favourite podcast that aren't even recognised by the right people within the industry. Andy, let's move on to today's and finally. And watch this clip from the press conference from AEW Double or Nothing with one... Oh, let me... Who's that there? Oh, yeah, it's my best friend, Maxwell Jacob Friedman.
Michael,
as I like
Big
to call
Mike.
Him. Let's see what he's got to say when Michael Sidgwick, that's why I've got it confused.
Maxwell Sidgwick,
asked him a question at the press conference. Let's see what Maxwell had to say.
Hello, Michael Sidgwick from What Culture Wrestling. You've expressed your disdain.
I just want to time out. One of the only professional wrestling podcasts that's actually worth a
There you go.
What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from.
A man of impeccable taste.
My best friend, or as I like to call him apparently, Mike.
Mike Jacob Friedman, and we've got Michael Jacob Sidgwick.
And if you haven't checked it out, check out all the stuff from the guys over in Las Vegas. The ups and downs.
It's completely mental.
Looks chaotic, let's say.
It's like a mosh pit. It's amazing.
Yeah, go and check that
out.
People
show up. It's really sick to see.
But yes, amazing. That's ridiculous. But yeah, if you like podcasts, wrestling podcasts, What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, where today the quality content is going to be me sitting in a room talking to myself about Monday Night Raw, because we are the skeleton crew. It's me, Andy, and Ryan, and I think that's it today.
Yep.
Good luck, everyone. Right, let us know your thoughts, Twitter questions for tomorrow, when hopefully things get somewhat back to normal, at WhatCultureWWE. Watch, they can follow both of us. Follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for, hey, life will never be normal again.
Nope. You can follow me at Adam Wilbur. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. Like, share, subscribe, and as Andy mentioned, ups and downs. If you're panicking later on today going, where is it? It's going to be a day late because... are they in the air right now?
Planes are flying, yes. People are moving.
They might be filming it on the plane, but they have no way of publishing it until tomorrow. So Raw Ups and Dads is going to be a day late.
Actually, I've heard Simon Miller's filming it in the cockpit. He's flying the plane, he's doing ups and downs. Is there no end to this man's talent? I'm joking.
Right,
imagine.
I would not...
Slapping his head in the cockpit.
He's such a charismatic man, I wouldn't be surprised if they were like, actually, yeah, do you want to have a quick go,
yeah,
Simon?
Yeah, let me have a shot.
I bet he'd nail it as well. He's just great at everything.
Absolutely,
Simon.
He just soar down gracefully.
I think he might... Do you think the baldy chant's going to get a brown down on the...
better, so that's abuse.
Anyway, thanks for watching. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.